Listening Library presents Keeping Score by Linda Sue Park. Read for you by Julie Pearl. Chapter 1. The New Guy. Brooklyn, New York, July 1951.
How's come you guys don't bunt?
Maggie was sitting on the stoop.
On the sidewalk in front of their house, Joey Mick finished tying his shoe with a double knot.
He shrugged, but didn't answer. Then he picked up his glove and glared at it. He tightened the worn leather lace that was always coming undone and prodded the hole in the top of one of the fingers. The glove was a hand-me-down from their Uncle Leo, and the only reason it was still in one piece, Maggie thought, was because it didn't want to face her brother's wrath if it fell apart.
They bunt all the time in the majors, Maggie said.
Well, not all the time, but when they need to.
Nobody on your team bunts. Hardly never.
Don't they teach you how?
We know how, Joey Mick said as he started plunking a ball into the pocket of the glove.
Thunk, thunk, thunk.
But it's lots more important to get good at hitting.
He stopped plunking long enough to tug at the bill of his cap. Maggie thought that the cap over his new crew cut made him look like he didn't have any hair at all.
If you played, you wouldn't have to ask that.
Maggie pressed her lips together hard. Whenever she tried to talk baseball with Joey Mick, he always used that older so I know way more than you voice and said she didn't or wouldn't or couldn't understand because she didn't play ball herself.
It wasn't fair. She was 9 going on 10, and she knew plenty about baseball and way more about the Dodgers than he did. Unless she was in school, she never missed a game on the radio. Joey Mick might go out to play with his friends during a broadcast,